This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. Wedding season is almost upon us, and the more I learn about planning weddings, the smaller and smaller my wedding dreams become, mostly because of logistics and family dynamics, but definitely because of the price. I recently came across a freelance writer who's writing about this, Olivia Dimmer. She reported for the Chicago Sun-Times about how taxing weddings are.
Yeah, so according to the wedding planning app, The Knot, the average in 2023 for a Chicago wedding was $56,000. And that's number two in the nation, right behind New York City, which is, if you can believe it or not, $63,000 for a wedding in 2023.
Wow, we're getting into like the middle class salary spot right here.
Right, like maybe a down payment for a house. Yes. And what we're seeing is prices slowly going up. You know, inflation is infecting everyone, and the wedding industry is no different.
Hearing all this, a lot of folks would rather put their money toward a house than a big fancy wedding. But when you're actually in it, I can see how it would be easy to get swept up in all those lovely wedding planning Pinterest boards. And then before you know it, a few hundred flowers, photographers, food, a beautiful venue later, you're fully in debt over one single day of celebration, which is why I invited Olivia here today. She's going to talk about reframing how you think about your nuptials and how to save some money in the process. Olivia, welcome to The Rundown.
Thanks for having me, Erin.
So just to set the stage a little bit, how would you characterize the wedding culture here in Chicago in 2024?
Ooh, that's a great question. The wedding culture, I think, is very dependent on each individual couple's values. I think overall, couples are feeling the pressure from social media to have this big Instagrammable wedding. Mm. But on the flip side of that, you know, having this big Instagrammable wedding is not always budget friendly. So we're seeing some folks kind of buck those traditional trends, maybe like having pizza at your wedding, maybe renting a non-traditional venue to keep costs down. So I think it really depends on people's individual values as a couple.
Yeah. Okay. Wedding season is officially upon us. Is this the main reason why you wanted to look into this story, or is there something else going on?
Yeah, so I actually got engaged myself last July and just started looking into...
Congratulations.
Thank you. And just started looking into, you know, venues, flowers, the whole thing, and realized how quickly things can add up. So yeah, having this story come out kind of right before wedding season is upon us was definitely a good timing for it.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like help myself. Help the people.
A little bit of personal research, a little bit of journalism happening, yes, for sure.
Love it. Love it. That's the great thing about being a journalist, too. You're like, I know how to look into some stuff.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I know it's not just expensive for me. Other people have to be feeling this, too.
Also. Okay. So I heard you talking about inflation. Is that the main thing, or are there other reasons why the increase in cost is happening?
Yeah. So inflation is driving up the prices of goods. So the prices of food, the prices of flowers, but also prices for labor have gone up a lot too. So when you talk about photographers, caterers, staffing, that price is a little bit higher as well.
Okay. I know that you're also a photographer. Have you seen this in the work that you do as a photographer? Do you do wedding photography and event photography?
So I actually stay out of the wedding photography business. Because taking photos for a wedding is sort of like the Olympics of photography.
Wow.
But just looking into photography, you know, for my own future wedding, it can be anywhere from a couple thousand dollars to $10,000 for a photographer. So definitely those professionals are charging, you know, what they're worth, a little bit more than maybe some folks can pay for. But we're definitely seeing prices trending up.
Wow. When you use the word Olympics, I'm glad that those photographers are charging what they deserve.
For sure.
In your story, in your reporting, you get into some tips to make sure that people don't spend a fortune getting married. For one, tell me about how timing and time of year factors in here.
Yeah, so I didn't think about it before researching for this story, but the date that you pick, depending on what else is going on that weekend, can definitely impact price. So if you choose to have your wedding, say, Lollapalooza weekend, even like the DNC convention that's going to be here later in the year, that's going to affect everything from transportation to hotel rooms to even food costs. So being really judicious and doing your research before you set that date in stone is super important for the budget.
Okay. And just for people who haven't had to look into this before, maybe haven't had a lot of folks in their lives get married, what would you call the wedding season in Chicago?
Well, I thought that the wedding season was from April to maybe September, but venues charge about the same prices from April until December. So unless you want to get married in the middle of January or February, where I know we haven't had it like this winter, but it's usually cold and snowy and you don't want to go outside, you're going to be paying the same prices usually all the way through New Year's Eve for venues.
Wow. A New Year's Eve wedding is probably pretty lit. I can see that being
definitely
a popular date as well. Okay, interesting. So I know food is also a huge expense. There's so much to think about also with food. How are folks getting creative on a budget with catering and providing meals for people?
Yeah, so what I found in speaking to couples and planners is that couples are really kind of going away from that traditional plated dinner and opting for buffets, or even in the case of some folks that I talked to, having a brick oven fired pizza company come out and serve their guests. And I would be really happy if I showed up to a wedding and there was pizza there. Everybody loves pizza,
especially
right?
Brick oven pizza.
Ooh,
like,
right?
That's
fancy.
A special flair.
That's fancy wedding pizza, right? Yeah. So having pizza instead of, you know, that plated dinner can also help to bring costs down. And one thing that I found when writing this story was that a lot of folks are getting their booze from Binny's, because Binny's has a program where you can select all the booze you want. They will deliver it to your venue day of. And then at the end of the night, they come back and whatever bottles you haven't opened, they will refund you for what you didn't use.
Oh.
So that's a really great way to save money on booze too, because you can order more than you think you need and then get it refunded at the end of the day. So it sounds like Binny's is the way to go.
Okay, Binny's. I love that.
Another tip that wedding planners told me about when I spoke to them was that if you choose a really beautiful venue and you spend the money to hire a really great photographer, sometimes that means you can spend less on decor and flowers because your photos are going to turn out beautifully anyway.
Yeah.
So a lot of the couples that I spoke to, it seems like we're spending less on decor and they're spending more on the things that matter to them. So whether it's food, photography, maybe live music, they're kind of reprioritizing their funds depending on what's important. Another thing that I thought was really interesting in reporting this story was the way that climate change has impacted global flower production and distribution, which makes so much sense when you think about it, because with higher temperatures, it's disrupting the flower grow season. And if there are shipping delays, you know, a lot of these flowers are imported from South America. Shipping delays combined with warmer temperatures means that vendors are sometimes getting flowers in cases that, you know, they're half dead. And that really contributes to the price of flowers going up. So a lot of folks are actually turning to faux flowers and faux greenery, which is super smart because you can buy that stuff secondhand and then maybe sell it again after the wedding is over.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about it looking dead.
No.
I know you can also get creative with the venue. You talked to somebody named Asher Crawley. What did you find out about how they're doing it?
Yeah, so Asher and her now husband, Dylan, were really creative, and they looked into a platform called PeerSpace, which is sort of like an Airbnb-type app, but for venues. So they actually were able to rent out a converted loft in Logan Square for about $100 an hour. And they had a smaller ceremony and reception, and that really saved them money instead of going to a big, huge venue where there's a lot of fees involved. They just went through PeerSpace and kind of DIY'd it.
I always wonder with that, like, I guess it doesn't matter what type. It's a venue. It's a commercial space. So it doesn't matter what type of event you have. I know sometimes there can be restrictions with Airbnbs. But yeah, with this app, it must be something different.
Yeah, definitely. And some venues, you know, they'll have a list of vendors that they want you to work with. They'll have like certain rules in place. They'll have minimum spends for food and beverage. So by kind of going around that, you have to DIY and deal with it a little bit more, you know, instead of going through a planner or the folks that are staff at the vendor. But you can definitely save money by doing that.
Okay. You can also just skip the venue and get married at the courthouse. The courthouse would be the venue.
Absolutely, yeah. If all of this sounds like too much work, too much DIYing, I spoke to a lot of couples who just skipped it altogether, went down to Cook County Marriage Court, and they said it was a really fantastic time. You know, they got to get married with a bunch of other couples who were getting married that day. You're allowed to bring a few guests with you, so your parents, your kids. Overall, their perceptions of it were really positive. They had a really great time. It was a really great space full of folks who were excited to get married. So that's absolutely an option. Some of the couples that I spoke to by going to the courthouse were able to spend less than $2,000 for their entire wedding.
Wow.
So that includes dress, makeup, hair, florals, you know, whatever the groom's wearing. Not that we really care what he's wearing, but let's be honest. But yeah, you can really cut down costs by going to the courthouse and still have that same magical wedding. And even if you... Some of the folks that I spoke to, you know, had their courthouse wedding and then had a reception at a later date.
Okay.
So that by splitting that up or having it, you know, maybe back home where their parents are, they can save money there or spend less money on the ceremony and spend more money on the reception where their guests are going to be.
Reprioritize. One of the main things that I think about when it comes to planning a wedding, if ever that day comes for me, is the guest list. Who to prioritize, how to think about this, who's going to get mad if they don't get invited. You know, I know you talked to somebody named Bristol Echeverria about something called a B list. What is that?
Yeah, so Bristol, who's a wedding planner, had some really great advice in utilizing a B list. So if you have a venue with a limited number of guests that can attend, you send out your first round of invitations, you wait for some of those no's to come back, and then you send out your B list. So that way you're filling all of the seats, you're having as many people attend your wedding as possible, but couples are really being a lot more picky and kind of cutthroat with who comes to their wedding. I also spoke to some other wedding planners who said that the days of random plus ones are kind of going out the window. Couples don't want you to bring your girlfriend that you've had for 2 weeks, or somebody that they don't know, right? So we're keeping those folks out and just having everyone who's really important be there for the big day.
Okay, so this is where the money comes in, where it's like, we don't need to pay for a meal or a spot, you know, for somebody that, you know, they don't go here.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. One thing that was really dope that I read in your reporting was a quote from somebody named Bridget Custis in Brookfield. And she said, quote, "There's no rules. You can do what you want," which is just like, it's just so eye opening. It's just like, you know, people really get wrapped up and tied up in, like you said, this big Instagram wedding. How does that hit for somebody like you who is planning a wedding?
Yeah, I think there's, it's a mix, right? So you want to have nice photos that are representative of your love and your big day. But at the end of the day, it's not about how much money you spend. It's not about the big flashy photos you upload to Instagram. It's about having that moment with the people that you care about. And me personally, I would much rather spend that money on the honeymoon than spending it on the wedding day itself.
Yes, an experience for you and your new spouse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, as opposed to the people that are just going to be there for that one day. I love it. Is there any part of all of this advice you've gotten from couples, from experts, that you feel like you're taking? One thing that maybe stood out to you the most?
I really like the pizza idea. I think that would be so fun and so cute and different because nobody really remembers what kind of food you serve at the wedding unless it's really horrendous. But nobody's going to think that pizza is horrendous.
I agree. Olivia Dimmer is a freelance writer. Olivia, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.
You can check out Olivia's story at chicago.suntimes.com. And that's it for today. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing The Rundown, and to Ariel Van Clee for editing the show. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. The Rundown is produced by WBEZ Chicago and is a part of the NPR network. And a special shout out to Adora Namigade, Lisa Labas, Lauren Frost, Emily Seiberg, and Katie O'Connell for their work on our morning and afternoon news episodes. I'm Erin Allen. Happy Friday. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you on Monday.